Honorable colleagues, as most of you did not have the opportunity to listen to the stories of the contractors who came before us, I will leave you with just one story, and a quote from Ed Whalen, who testified representing Canada Steelworkers. I asked him what he thought about the parliamentary secretary's suggestion that we simply strike up another working group, or perhaps try to come up with yet another solution, and whether that would satisfy their concerns. And this is what he stated with tears in his eyes. The ultimate problem is that we are not getting paid in time. If some process takes 120 days or longer, then it's not the solution. We have expectations from our suppliers that they want to be paid in 30 days. We're running up our lines of credit. The banks are on our backs. They're ready to pull the pin. You wouldn't get this many trade contractors in front of this Senate committee unless this was very serious. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians are at risk. Thousands of companies are at risk through no fault of their own. We need a solution so that our guys can minimize the risk in one draw. Then they can make a business decision. At the moment, he said, it's one draw, two draws, three draws, four draws, and then, unbeknownst to them, the bank is on their back. They can't collect, but everybody is looking for money. This isn't a joke. We need immediate solutions. Is there some other possible way to solve this problem? The rest of the world said no. They all came down to the same common denominator, and that was legislation. Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? We have something sitting right in front of us. We can work on additional solutions later. Do you want these companies going down through no fault of their own? Mr. Whalen concluded with this. We're trying to make a living, to keep the economy going, and to employ people. We're trying to build things, not feed the lawyers lots of money. All those legal fees and expenses come out of our bottom line. Right now, our bottom line is nothing. Anything that delays payment and takes away from our ability to survive is money gone. We need a bit of profit in order to survive, and you're not giving it to us. Colleagues, it is time we give the contractors what they need to survive. All they want is to be paid for work that they have completed. They have waited long enough. Earlier this week,